What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Diabetes of football, NFL lunch style here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw, Anthony Richardson, just a couple of years ago, highly regarded draft pick, well, upside draft pick out of Florida by the Colts. Here he is entering year number three, and he's not even the starting QB on his team. That honor went to Daniel Jones. Here's Anthony Richardson on not being named the starting quarterback in Indy.
I just got to respect the decision. You know, I feel like he's a better fit for the team, better fit for the outcome of us winning. So you just got to respect it and just keep working. You know, that doesn't undermine any other work I've been putting in. It doesn't say that I haven't improved. You know, I'm proud of the improvement I've made. Shane is also proud of that. So you just got to keep stacking on that and just keep getting better.
I think he's
been hurt a lot, too. He doesn't have any experience. He didn't play a lot in college. And he hadn't played a lot in the pros. And, it really showed in the Ravens. I just don't know that he can read coverage. You know, so I think that's the biggest thing with Steichen is in the Colts. Who gives me the best chance to win and not turn the ball over? Because Richardson, you know, is a turnover dude too. And plus, he gets hurt a lot.
Well, Daniel Jones isn't exactly
the most clean
with the ball either, but I guess the bigger picture scenario, and the Colts usually stink right out of the gate, historically. What are you doing next offseason?
Well, if they have a bad offseason, then it could be a lot of changes. You know, you got new ownership. The daughter is now running the team, not Ursay, Jim. So there's a lot of things up in the air. I mean, and Bob, she was at the practice, you know.
Yeah, I saw pictures.
Yeah, with her notebook, standing back there behind the huddle and everything, taking notes with her dress on and her tennis shoes on and carrying a purse.
Now, you look at that division. Cam Ward just got picked number one by Tennessee. Yep. C.J. Stroud's a keeper, I think we'll agree with that. 2 years in, two playoff appearances. Trevor Lawrence is in big, this is a big year for you. But if he, number one overall pick, if he plays like he did 2 years ago. Now you got three quarterbacks in your own division that look to be franchise quarterbacks, and you don't have one. So how are you going to compete just in the South, much less in the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, Bob, the thing about it is they had quarterback luck for how many years, the Indianapolis Colts?
True.
With Peyton and then with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, brought Rivers in, took them to the playoffs.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've had outstanding quarterback play, and right now they do not. And they're banking on Daniel Jones. I just think it's about they trust him more than they trust Richardson. That's what I think.
Now, Joe Flacco, this guy's won a Super Bowl. Super Bowl MVP has 10 playoff wins on his resume. Now in Cleveland yet again. He was named the starting quarterback. So, Joe, go cornball question. How does that make you feel?
I don't know if I was very emotional about it. But, listen, you don't take for granted opportunities in this league, you know, especially, you know, to get one at this point in my career is, you know, definitely special. But, like I said, it's pretty much business as usual and just kind of trying to get better. So.
Joe, I think Joe, like we talked about, like with Indians with Daniel Jones, I think they feel like he gives them the best chance to win. I think Stefanski's comfortable with Joe from their 4-1 stint, you know, when he came off the couch and all that. So I think they're very comfortable with him to run that offense and hope that Joe can lead them because. All Joe is, you know, Joe's just a placeholder for, you know,
there's the question.
Is it eight games? Who? Is it a year? What is it for? And you know what's crazy, Bob, is Baker Mayfield's what, like top 10 quarterback right now, you think?
I think that's fair to put him in that category.
So they had one.
Yeah.
and, you know, they let him go. That's Cleveland Browns.
Now, Joe Flacco was asked, you were named the starting quarterback. How does this change things at practice for you?
No, listen, it's just business as usual. Go out there and, you know, get another good practice in, get some reps with the guys and, you know, kind of continue to work towards what we've been all training camp. So,
yeah, Joe's real excitable, isn't he?
I mean, it's just like same thing he would have said 10 years ago with the Ravens. Yeah, it's
just stack practices. You know, get ready for the Bengals.
And now the bigger question is, Joe Flacco, is the offense, are you guys coming along nicely enough as a unit that you're going to be ready to maybe match points against said Cincinnati week one?
I think we all feel pretty good, you know. Now it's like, listen, you only get a certain amount of reps out there, and I think we've made the most of it. And I think that's every team in the league to a certain extent. I think the good thing about this week is we kind of get to put ourselves through a little bit of a game plan and kind of simulate what we would be doing during the year. And I think that's going to give everybody that extra confidence to take that next step.
Well, and then I think for Joe and for the Browns, I would think like we couldn't be starting against a better defense for our offense because their defense was what, 25th or lower last year. And they've looked horrible in the preseason, at least last week with their ones in there. So I think, and it's at Cleveland, I think, you know, could be a high-scoring game.
NFL Lunch, Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Real quick, let's look at Cleveland's pre-bye schedule. Bengals at home here in Baltimore. There's going to be a lot of celebrating. It's the home opener. Hopefully the Ravens coming off a win at Buffalo. Host Green Bay. Go to Detroit. Host Minnesota. Go to Pitt, host Miami, go to New England. I mean, so it's like tough test right out of the gate. Man, they could be 1-3.
Yeah. I think we looked at it earlier, Bob. We wouldn't be shocked if they were 0-6.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got it tough. And what? Just think if, say, Joe is not good, then they're really in trouble. Because they got, you know, Pickett has not done much in training camp. And then you got two rookies. Which then, you know, you're trying to figure out if either one of the rookies is the guy or you going to have the number one pick.
So, Joe Flacco, you said placeholder. If they're 1-5 or whatever, and he's still playing at a 85 to 90 quarterback level, do you keep throwing him out there or your season's a wash? Let's just see what we have and, you know, hope for the worst.
Well,
I expect the worst.
Because they have two number ones, correct? Two number one picks? I think they do, yeah. You got to see what you got. And that's the other thing, Bob. Like, if you're an Arch Manning and Cleveland is the first pick, I think I'll stay in school. You know, I can make just as much money staying in school than instead of going to the Browns. You know, I mean, Eli didn't want to go to the Chargers.
Yeah, famously whined him. He pulled an Elway.
Yeah.
On that one, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, shift to baseball. American League East report. Look at the games last night in the division. Orioles win, as we've talked about. Stunning the Red Sox in 11 innings. 4-3. Birds are off today. Matter of fact, got some games happening as we speak. And then we'll talk more NFL. Chris Boom Baca from USA Today. We'll start to preview the season with him a little bit because he's got some interesting questions to ask about teams outside of Boston.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time for the AL East report. Orioles off today. They win last night in extras 4-3 over the Red Sox, sweeping the mini series. Samuel Bassaia, game-winning ribby in the 11th inning. Cano gets the win. Sagano, I mean, talked about him. He went five acceptable innings. Mm-hmm. I mean, he gave up an unearned run because of the three-time disengagement. That's why he got the ball disengaged multiple times. But he's been great. in his last few starts. Keegan Aiken, nice bounce back for him after a couple of shaky appearances as the de facto closer. So the Orioles get the win. Adley Rutschman scratched right before the game. Side discomfort. Rockabacco writing that Westberg was in limping around prior to the game. Remember, he sprained his ankle rounding the bases in game one of the series. Orioles, as we've stated many times, 10 games over 500 since game one of that doubleheader at Fenway Park on May the 24th. And Gunnar Henderson, 21 games played in his career at Fenway's, reached base every single game. So the Birds off today, taking on the Astros tomorrow. We'll get into the matchups and all the fun stuff that goes along with that one. Orioles got out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam to escape. Rico Garcia, getting that one done. So an unexpected win. Boston, like the Orioles last Saturday in Houston, 0 for 13. Runners in scoring position. A lot to do with their downfall yesterday against the Birds of Baltimore. Now, today, going on in the division, you got the Pirates 2-1 over the Blue Jays in Pittsburgh. Tommy Pham, he's had some issues with the Toronto team over the course of this week. He drove in both runs off Chris Bassitt, so we're bottom three. Blue Jays trail 2-1. But last night in this ballgame against the Pirates, game two of the series, they let the bats do the talking. Toronto did.
And this is lined to right field. Hit well. And over the head of the right fielder, Reynolds. And now they got runners hung up.
That's Sportsnet on the call. The Gerthy one doing some things. Springer doing some things. Lucas drove in two runs. 7-3 was the final score for Toronto. But the good news, if you're a Blue Jays fan, Max Scherzer, six innings pitched, only gave up a run, four hits. He has been dealing here in August into September. We know his track record of success and playoff awesomeness. So Max Scherzer, look at that secret weapon maybe for that Toronto rotation moving forward here. The Yankees took on the Rays, and, you know, they're just, listen to this.
Games in a row and right. High drive, right center field. Mangum back, track, wall, see ya. The Yankees go back to back to back, and they lead 3-0.
Second time this year they've gone back to back to back, and I'm not mistaken, second time they've hit 9 home runs in a game. They did it against the Brewers in the first series of the year. Stanton, Bellinger, and Caballero each had 2 homers. And we also had Judge, Jazz, and Rice cooking as well. So the Yankees, puffy pants, the Rays 13-3. Yankees and Rays, they'll get it on again tonight, coming up at 7:35, and then relatively quiet throughout the division after that. Standings here, Major League Baseball on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Toronto, 5 games up on the Yankees, who have now passed Boston, thanks to the Orioles, giving the Red Sox the blues. Tampa keeps fading. I mean, you're trying to jump teams, right, Nolan? Orioles are only 2 games behind the Rays. They're not back, but they're breathing down necks, whatever that means. Detroit, 9 games up on KC. Right now, Detroit taking on the Astros. Charlie Morton is on the hill, former Oriole for the Tigers. Kansas City's won 5 in a row. They're now in second. They passed Cleveland. Still 9 games behind Detroit. Out west, Houston lost 3 in a row. They're a game and a half up on Seattle, who's lost 4 in a row. So that thing's still very much wide open. Orioles could have an impact there. Philadelphia, they're 5.5 up on the Mets. Both teams have won 3 straight in the NL East. Brewers, still 7 games up on the Cubs, but, you know, the hottest team in baseball since the break, cooling off a little bit. When you win 14 in a row, you can't win them all. So you got to do what you got to do there. And then out west, Dodgers, 2 games up on the Padres. And that one, wild cards, where teams are still holding out hope for things. Yankees, Mariners, Red Sox in as of today. Kansas City's now 2.5 games back. Cleveland's 3. Texas, 6. Tampa, 6.5. Orioles, 8.5. They passed Minnesota, as we said. National League, Cubbies, Padres, Mets are in. Reds are only a game out, as we've talked about. Watch out for them. Cardinals are 5 back. Giants, talked about them. They're 6.5 off the pace. So still a lot of games of import going on here in late August heading into September. And, you know, the teams, the also-rans, they've already established themselves. Orioles are kind of a middle-of-the-packy team as we head into the end of the month. But, you know, playoff hopes are faint. But then again, as we've said, they could do damage to other teams' playoff hopes. So that's your baseball update here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Get back on track. We'll come back, talk to Chris Bumbaca from USA Today about the National Football League, just a couple of weeks away from the start of the NFL regular season. We talk about managerial hot seats in baseball with Bob Nightingale. Same paper, different guy, Bumbaca, who were the coaches on the hot seat in the NFL going into this upcoming season. Could Shane Steichen maybe be one of those guys? So stick around for that. And then another fun house trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over at 2. Remember, Orioles off, no BBT.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, it's all about wins and losses. And, you know, if they don't get it together, I think he could be on the outs. But let's talk about that and more with our next guest from USA Today. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan, Bob 80 Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend Chris Bumbaca. Chris, what's up?
Yo, guys, how we doing? Always great to be on with my Baltimore boys. How we doing?
We're doing all right, Chris. And we're trying to figure out what the Dolphins are going to be this year. And I'm thinking that maybe they're not as dreadful as some pundits may have them. And we looked at their first five games at Indy, host New England, at Buffalo, host the Jets, at Carolina, you know, 4-1, 3-2. Not out of the realm of possibility. But what is it about them as we sit here on August the 20th, Chris, where it's like, nobody's really buying them yet as a possible contender. But then again, not really ready to stick a fork in him either.
Yeah, I mean, I heard you guys talk about Mike McDaniel. I love the coach, right? I think he's so cool. And, like, you know, what does that say about me as a football person? Like, I don't know. I don't really want to go down that road. No, but I love it. And, like, look, Tua can sling it when he's healthy. But, like, you know, the question with Tua is, like, he's a hit away from maybe hanging it up, you know? Like, I think it's a difficult spot for them. And until they kind of are in position to host a home playoff game. I talked about this with Ryan Fitzpatrick once, and like it's, you know, stuck so clearly in my brain. It's like he was like, until they host a playoff game, like the odds are gonna be against them, because them going on the road in January is just like such a bad recipe. You know, of course they had that famous Chiefs wild card game a couple years ago where it was like negative 30 degrees, the Peacock game, if you guys remember that. Oh, yeah. Like, it was I don't know. Until that they reach that point, which it means that they would win the division, which means that they would be better than the Buffalo Bills or even the New England Patriots this year. I think I would rather take the Patriots in the AFC East than the Dolphins at this point. But I mean, ever since they had that great start to 23, that second half of the season, that defense just got decimated by injuries, you know? And then there was a thing where Fangio left and then went to Philly, and we know how that ended up. And I hope that they're able to get it together on defense, because like you said, then maybe they could get off to another nice start and maybe they can make a push to the playoffs. I want that for McDaniel and Tua.
Hey, Chris, what's your opinion on Buffalo? Have they done enough, you know, in the offseason to fix themselves and stuff? And then when you lose 38-0 in a preseason, you know, like, I just question depth if you're getting blown out that badly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to put too much stock into a preseason score, and that's boring radio, so I'm not going to go too far down that path. I will say this, though. I don't know if Buffalo is going to have as good of a defense as it did last year. That unit really surprised me. It's credit to Sean McDermott and the kind of coach that he is to be able to put out a scheme with that type of talent on that side of the ball to still be able to compensate. But I think it's just going to be a tougher sled for them this year. I put them – they're in the category of teams that I have in what I like to call tougher sled. It's just going to be tougher for them this year. I have the Commanders in that category, for example. They're just going to play a better schedule. It's year two. There's tape on Daniels. I don't know how much it's going to help teams because the guy's really good. But, like, I just don't think that, for example, like, Buffalo and Washington will match their win total this year. And, like, are they better teams than last year? Are they worse teams? I don't know.
Now, Chris, speaking of that, you know, I mean, we got a chance to see the Bengals starting defense the other day, which they didn't tackle. They didn't tackle anybody. Now, can the Bengals defense be good enough, you know, to help the offense a little bit?
I'm actually going to say yes here, which is crazy. It's not going to be in the beginning of the season, right? You got a new defensive coordinator there in Al Golden, who replaces Lou Anarumo, whose time just kind of ran up there. The message wasn't getting through. And, you know, change of scenery was kind of needed, and that's what head coach Zach Taylor did, bringing in Golden from Notre Dame, get some of those college ideas flowing up. That's always, you know, that's never a bad idea when you're making a coaching change, especially with a guy like Golden who also has NFL experience. Now, we know, and Baltimore fans know very well what it's like when you make a change at defensive coordinator. It takes a few weeks, probably takes the first half of the season, and then defenses that are, even for defenses that are really good. You guys remember that first, transition under Mike McDonald, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
Nobody in Baltimore has a bad word to say about Mike McDonald, the defensive genius, right? Like, but I mean, we're going to be ignoring history if we don't say, like, the first few weeks there were pretty tough sledding. So I think, like, that, you know, I'm superimposing there, but it's going to be, I think I could see the defense kind of coming around and helping Joe Burrow and the Bengals reach the playoffs. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, is there a team that wasn't in the playoffs last year that you kind of like that you think maybe could be this year?
Yeah, I like the Carolina Panthers, man. Like them in the NFC South. Yeah, okay. I like Tampa Bay too. So, I mean, but you never know. And I feel like I want to ride this, the Panthers ascent if I can, right? Like, I may or may not have picked them to win the South last year, guys. So bear with me. And so I can see the Panthers kind of riding the ship here based off of how last season ended for Bryce Young. And I think that was the last time I was on with you guys. We talked about Dave Canales. Now he's a guy who goes out and gets answers for his quarterbacks, and then the quarterbacks just go out there and execute. They got the McMillan kid from Arizona at receiver, another nice target for Bryce. And, you know, I like what Dan Morgan, the GM, is doing there in terms of, like, building a culture and a roster of guys on defense who, you know, we might not know their names, but they play hard.
Are the Giants going to finish last in the East?
Last in the East. You know what? Probably. Probably, if I had to guess. Look, here's how the 2025 New York Giants season is going to go. All three quarterbacks are going to win games for them, but it's not going to be enough to make the playoffs or maybe even not finish last. Russell's going to start the season. He'll probably play about half the year. They'll get four wins or whatever. He'll get hurt or benched or something. Jameis will come in for a magical run that, you know, sets social media ablaze, and he'll go 2-2 or 2-3 or something, and that's two more wins. And then for the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season, it'll be Jackson Dart, and the rookie is going to get his chance to start. The Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are going to be able to say, hey, look at what we did here. We have the future all set up, and we went 7-10. We should be able to keep our jobs. Is that going to work on John Mara? I honestly don't know. But, you know, for their sake, they hope it does. So this is how I, drew up the fan fiction of the 2025 New York Football Giants.
Chris Boombacha, USA Today, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We were talking earlier as well about the Colts quarterback quandary. Former Giants quarterback Daniel Jones going to start the season at least. And then Anthony Richardson just, you know, saying the right things, got to work harder, eventually my time of con, et cetera, et cetera. But how, disappointing is it in Indy that their first-round pick from just 2 years ago can't beat out a guy who's probably approaching retread status?
It's devastating. It's totally devastating. I mean, signing Daniel Jones at that number kind of gave me the indication that they would be fine starting him. But even though I passed through Colts camp, and I thought it was pretty clear that Richardson was better than Jones, they came to Baltimore. I was up there. I was up in Owings Mills that day. I didn't see much of a separation there, but I mean, if that's the case, I don't know why you don't play Anthony Richardson. The ceiling is so much higher with him. I get that there's some self-preservation involved from GM Chris Ballard and head coach Shane Steichen, in the sense of that maybe Jones raises the floor a little bit. He could complete double-digit passes in a game, which has been a challenge for Anthony Richardson, and Richardson just hasn't been healthy enough. You know, like, I forget what the stat is, but over like 34 possible games he could have started, I think he's like, the number is like, you know, it's about 12, 14, something like that. It's just not a lot of time out on the field. So it's a bad situation in Indy if I had to label it.
I tell you what, it makes us Ravens people very thankful for the situation that we've been in with Flacco transitioning into Lamar. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. Like the Colts had it for years. Now we were talking earlier too, Chris. Yeah, so you like that Manning Luck thing and then Rivers. Yeah. Now, coming back to get you a little bit later. Chris Boombacha, what's happening at USA Today just a couple of weeks from kickoff?
All right. Yeah, no, we're doing full-blown preseason coverage. I just got done taping our weekly Sports Seriously show, which is, it goes up on YouTube. So be sure to check that out. We've got a bunch of social clips coming from there. So, follow us on all the socials. Keep reading and keep subscribing, and we'll bring you that good content all season long. Baltimore, we love you guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks,
always,
Chris.
We'll get into the official predictions in a couple of weeks. Get ready for that.
I'll print it out and everything, and we'll do a full-blown session. Book a half hour.
All right, Chris, thanks. Chris Boombacha, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Baseball game in action. Charlie Morton's got a lot of run support up. 6-6, 6-0 over the Astros, who are coming to Baltimore. 4-game series start tomorrow. Jacob DeGrom, talking about him yesterday, possible Cy Young guy, going to miss his next start, shoulder fatigue. Remember DeGrom's Tommy John guy. Shoulder's always interesting. Shoulder fatigue setting in for the probable future Hall of Famer. And Nolan, you're a big Jake Paul guy, aren't you?
No, but I did see this news.
Oh, my God. And I saw this. I thought it was, is this April 1st? Jake Paul was talking about fighting Anthony Joshua in November, which means as soon as he gets in with a real dude, the gravy train's over. Unless Joshua's, you know, just along for the exhibition ride like everybody else is. But negotiations fell apart due to network issues, so it is what it is. Now, in steps Tank Davis, Baltimore's own Gervonta Davis, November 15th. It's an exhibition in Atlanta. It's going to be live on Netflix. Jake Paul weighed 200 pounds for his fight against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., who, by the way, has since been deported. That's another story altogether. Tank Davis, when he fought Lamont Roach in March, weighed 135 pounds.
Damn.
So Lamont Roach, Tank Davis, that was, hey, here's the rematch. DC guy versus a Baltimore guy. I mean, they split draw. Roach probably won the fight. But no, Tank went for the money. You got to take that Jake Paul gravy train for as long as you can get it. But Tank's made a ton of dough. Disappointing thing to me as a boxing guy, no Shakur Stevenson, no rematch with Tank Roach, or excuse me, Lamont Roach, no Teofimo Lopez sort of thing. It's just going with the easy payday. Rules are going to be set in place. I mean, it's not even like a thing. So I'm going to have to, I'm drawing the line. November 15th, I will not be watching. No. What's the point?
Especially if they have to pay for it.
If you had Netflix, you get to watch it.
Oh,
like
I
the
see.
Crawford Canelo fight's going to be on Netflix, which is a real fight coming up in a couple of weeks. But come on, man. Really?
Yeah. I mean, the Paul stuff was a complete non-starter, I think, for hardcore boxing fans. Like, it was never, he's never going to be taken serious. But the biggest complaint is, you know, you never fight an actual boxer. So, weight difference aside, he's fighting one of the best right now. I mean, I just don't know. Obviously, it's an exhibition, so the weight is being thrown to the side.
But what's
here,
the appeal of it? It's not even a real fight. It's an exhibition.
Yeah. And besides money, what does Tank have to gain? Nothing. He gets no credibility for beating up on Paul.
If anything, he's taken more heat than, because he's always been accused of hand-picked opponents and ducking and you know, fighting guys like the older dudes or blown up featherweights, etc., etc. But
and if he didn't knock him out, he'd probably get ridiculed too. Like, oh, you couldn't knock Logan, or you couldn't lock Paul out,
Jake Paul. And if you've seen Jake Paul, and I watched the Chavez fight, and the he lost to Huey Fury. Or whatever, Tyson Fury's stepbrother, or half-brother, excuse me, and he lost that fight, and Fury stinks, not Tyson, the brother. And when he fought Mike Tyson, Tyson was pulling his punches, even at my age, essentially. Tyson, he had right hands. If he would have fired, Jake Paul would have got his ass beat that night. But even Chavez was pulling. So they're not even really trying to engage with this guy. I mean, they're fighting him like he's George Foreman. So Boo, Siskel and Albert, or Ebert, excuse me. Two thumbs down on this one. Normally I'll tell you.
Quick Draws Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with the Ravens. Texter here says, how much of the Alexander situation is actually injury versus just preserving him for week one? He doesn't need to practice as much as a younger player, even if he is learning a new defense. I guess I don't have a problem with them choosing to play it safe.
Well, it's not that they're protecting him. It's he's got knee issue, you know, and he's had it drained. And then what Harp say that he did something that it takes a couple days for it to work or whatever. So I don't know what that is, a PRP or whatever. But no, there's maintenance on that knee. There's a reason he only played 7 games last year. And can they baby him through 17 games this year? That's what it's going to have to be. I mean, if he does, the trainer, he going to be a part of the MVP talk in the Ravens this year.
And it's more like Alexander's on the milk carton, if anything, right now.
No doubt.
Where's he been?
Right. This one here.
Yeah, and
says,
then one quick thing. Yeah, and then not having to. The dude hadn't practiced much at all. You know, mm-hmm. when he's been out there, though, he's been good, but he hadn't been there since August 9th. So he's going to go from August 9th until, what's the date, September the 7th? Mm-hmm. Almost a month?
Yeah, I mean, the texter seemed to dismiss the idea of him, you know, not needing the practice reps or needing the practice reps because he's more experienced. But when you're joining new defense, I mean, it's a lot of moving parts there.
Well, he'll be the... Because what he's been kind of playing out there anyhow is the third one, and then they put Marlon on the inside, you know. So we'll see. I just – because he's a really good player when he's out there, but there's a reason why Green Bay let him walk.
Over to the Orioles. We'll close with this. Texter says, the O's coaching staff, one of the worst in baseball. Cutoff men routinely out of position, poor base running, too many pickoffs, Holiday not progressing at second base, all issues that should be correctable, but they don't seem to be addressed by Mancelino or his staff.
Well, if things go the way we think they will, there'll be a whole new coaching staff to work with all of these guys and straighten out these weaknesses. Hey, they're going to run more with Mancelino. Well, they did for a while. Mm-hmm. Now they're not. Now just bash away. Do what you have to do. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow for Total Request Thursday. Preview that Orioles-Astros series, which starts tomorrow night at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Talk more about the Ravens getting closer to the 53. That comes up next week as well. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.